host, May.
I'm Eva.
And I'm Leia.
And today we are talking about...
Where the f*** have we been? Y'all, okay. Where do we start?
Hi. Happy New Year.
Welcome to 2024.
Yeah. A month in.
Look.
Busy, okay?
Sorry, busy. We do have lives.
And the end of 2023 got a little chaotic.
Yeah. School, travel for the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Love me.
A lot of traveling.
I did travel some, yes. So.
Yeah, between traveling, moving, job switching, there was
job
a lot.
Job switching again.
Yeah. Y'all, it's wild out here.
Also,
okay.
Mild unemployment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that mild?
Is that too, like.
That's spicy, just mild.
This is the side of any, like, fandom stand culture where you're like, hey, you're still a human. There's still things we got to do. But we're back.
We're glad to be back. We've missed our listeners so much. So it's just good to be back. And everyone's really excited. And we're definitely going to be more consistent this year and just, like, give y'all all the loads of content y'all deserve. Because we love you.
Yes, we do. Thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for those of you who have been waiting patiently. I really appreciate you. We're coming back full force. Don't worry about it. But yeah, I figured a good idea would be to just talk about some of our highlights of the year, 2023. We had a lot of good moments,
mm-hmm.
a lot of interesting moments. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go over some of them.
Do it.
Okay, for me, and I'm not even going to lie to you.
NCT Dream.
The Dream concert.
So much fun.
On my highlights too, I have Dream as like my number. Well, I put it in order by like when it happened, but they're my top three moments of 2023.
It was an amazing concert. It was so fun.
It exceeded my expectations because that's just like, I know they're good, but like, will I like truly have like fun? I was having so much fun.
And I think that's the part of it. It's like, it was so much like you just felt like you had like a little giddy feeling.
Yeah,
like at least I did, where it's like I felt just like just like almost as if, you know how, okay, did anybody ever go to those like little things where you would, it's not like Disney, but you mean like characters, right? Like whenever people have like birthday parties or whatever.
Oh,
people have like characters, okay. Or like you go to something and there's like a character
at the party,
yeah, or something like that. And you're like seven, you're like, oh my god, this is the best thing that ever happened.
It's like meeting Elsa
like when you're like five and you're like like that type of thing. That's what it felt like. It felt like just like a giddiness to it. And it was so much fun.
Tears were shed.
Oh, definitely tears. Why are you looking at me? She's side-eyeing me, y'all.
No, you cried.
I cried. I cried a lot of concerts, guys. Okay.
That's why.
It's my emotions. It's everything coming out at once.
No, that it's
weird, you know, out of the box or anything. I was like,
no, but she gave me such a side.
She cried at NCT Dreams. What else? Where else did you cry?
It was, hold on. Where else have I cried?
They cried.
DPR. DPR, ATs, Dream.
Oh, and DPR.
I don't think I cried it in Flying.
No.
What about TXT?
I tried it in TXT.
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
I forgot what song. Which
Farewell Neverland. Farewell Neverland. That makes me UFO.
That's valid.
Almost opening sequence.
Sitting all the pills. But no, TXT concert.
That was also up there.
I wasn't there, but, you know, I love that for you.
She was there in spirit.
Same.
She was there in spirit. But no, I think TXT was also...
They're really good.
And TXT was I think it was the only concert that got traveled for last year was TXT in San Antonio. And that was, like, was so good.
I traveled for more. I traveled...
Technically, that's this year.
Well, yeah.
Oh!
Well, I've seen...
Remember, last year, yeah. Last year, it was only TXT.
Yeah. Yeah, no. You're right.
Yeah.
Right. See, it's just... Ever since 2020 happened, my brain just melts. Just meltiness. Like, mm-hmm. My minds are melting. I don't understand. But no, TXT, those young gentlemen.
Young gentlemen. Distinguished gentlemen.
Distinguished gentlemen.
Know how to, oh my God.
They was working that stage.
They were working it. Like rent was due, and
I think rent was due,
but they were just really good. Like, you know, the professionality, like the effortlessness, they were just effortless on stage. And it's hard to be effortless because, you know, they put work into that performance, but it was just so much fun.
If you want more recaps on those, we do have episodes about those concerts. Yes, in particular, you should check those out.
Concert story time.
Check out. Definitely look at those. But for sure, those are some highlights for me. Another one I think was, okay, we didn't actually talk about this last year, but it was the NMIX showcase.
Oh, yeah. No. That was the first girl group I've ever seen live. They were actually really good.
They were so good.
It was fun. I had fun. And it felt very, like, it was nice because it felt very soft and girly and stuff, but also really fun and, like, edgy at the same time. I was like, wow. I love them.
And that was my first time at Bayou where there was, like, seating everywhere instead of just GA, which I really like because
everyone could see.
Everyone could see. Everybody had space. I was like, wow, I love it here.
Until we stood up.
No, even at that, that wasn't even as bad because if we were, like, normal GA, it would have felt, like, crowded. No. But it felt good.
Mm-hmm. No, it was really cool. And honestly, seeing NMIX live changed my mind about them. Because I definitely, they were a group that I just ignored. I was like, oh, they're weird, whatever. Same. I don't care about them. But it actually made me appreciate all of their music. Even the weirdest, like, OO and Dice. Dice is probably my favorite song.
I still don't like Dice. Can't do it.
Dice, but I
still can't do it.
Big wave. Big wave. See, that's the only part in it. I don't hear them saying big wave. I hear Leia saying big wave. And be at work, minding my own business, trying to do my job. And then I hear big wave, big wave.
Oh, so I stay on your mind.
This voice is not any of the members. And I'm just like, she must be talking about me, or she must be.
She did this to me.
She ruined me. She ruined songs for me.
Yeah,
I don't like that. She's been kind of a little toxic last year. But, you know, new year, new her.
Allegedly.
Bullshit, but
the jury's out on that one. But yeah.
Don't send me any more videos.
NMIX was a really good one too. It was the first showcase that I've been to where it was just more of like talking throughout, where it wasn't like a super like grand performance. It was a good performance, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like this giant production. It was just like a good show, you know.
They were literally just telling us about the music, and I love that. And I mean, at the time, NMIX only had maybe 12 songs, so to me, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a showcase.
Yeah,
no, but that's literally.
It was very fandom. I felt like
centric.
They were like, we want you to become our fans.
Yeah, and even like the MCRs in the middle, where it was like the little like videos and such. It was like very fun to watch.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't like some giant crazy, you know, production, it was nice.
Yeah.
Especially for like people like us, where we're not like super mega fans, and we're not. I believe their fandom is Answer.
Oh, is that it? Is that the name?
No clue. Google.
I will fact check that in a second.
Google.
But it's like they want to convert you to be their fans, even if you didn't. Because we went on a pretty pretty last minute compared to our other concerts. Or is it Answer? It's like
Answer. Literally NSWER.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. It's NMIX Answer. That makes sense. Okay, but yeah, they wanted to make you their fan. Mm-hmm. And they did. They gained some fans.
They succeeded. So. They got me.
I got.
They got me. I love Dice.
Have a comeback coming up?
They just had one.
What was it? Okay, that one I wasn't privy to, but I've heard a little bit of it.
Oh, no, it did. Yeah, like it just happened. A couple days ago.
Dash. Yeah, that's the title track. I think
on my watch later.
Yeah, I definitely need to.
I haven't seen the video yet, but I've heard the song. The song's really good.
Yeah,
song is very good. I just haven't seen the video.
Yeah, sure, what a dash. Anyway,
yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that's definitely one that I for the books. I felt like that was a really great opportunity, and I loved that we were able to go see them and change our minds about them. But you guys got any others?
I was like, one of my biggest highlights was K-Fest of 2023.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was my big highlight this year. It was so much fun. And the amount of feedback where it's like, it's been one of the best K-Fest we've had in a long time in Houston. I was very, very excited about it. And very, very honored to be part of it. It was very good.
Yeah.
Because this was the first year we actually all got involved in our own ways. And it was very, like, seeing more behind the scenes stuff and, like, what goes into that day is crazy.
I don't know how they pulled it off like that. Like, event, so it's like
prayers,
paid event, free to the public, and everybody was down there already just on a regular Saturday, and they just saw like a lot of families came in and said like, what's this, what's that, you know, what is this festival like, is it, are you here tomorrow?
Yeah.
One day event.
But you know, the reception was great, like May said, and hoping it'll be bigger this year.
Yes. I think it's also really just, it was one of those events where people, a lot of the public, when they find out that one, it's a volunteered based event, like nobody really if anybody, nobody gets paid doing this event. Anybody putting it together, whether it be volunteers, whether it be stage, whether it be the people who are working at Discovery, like nobody's getting paid. And it's all just out of like the sheer joy and fun of like the Korean culture.
Yeah.
And so this year, hopefully it's going to be a lot bigger, a lot better. I'm very excited.
Super festive.
Festive. And then hopefully we'll get some guests on about that episode in particular, because it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that would actually be pretty great.
Either pick their brain and see what's going on.
K-Fest happens every October, right?
Mm-hmm. Every October, to the second or third Saturday usually.
So if you're in Houston in October this year, come through.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. Come through. So everybody here has a music app. I'm saying a music app because I don't use Spotify. I use Apple Music. But everybody at this table right now has a music app. I want to talk about our faves from the last year. What has our app said that we listened to the most of?
Okay, so I kind of filtered it to just be K-pop related for the podcast.
Right.
So same. Top artists, NCT Dream, TXT, New Jeans, Psychers, ATEEZ, and P1 Harmony were my top 5-6 K-pop artists.
We shared three, don't we?
Yeah.
Three?
Mine was also NCT Dream, New Jeans, Red Velvet, Dreamcatcher, and EXO. Those are my top five.
Okay.
I don't even know my top five, like, but this was just based off like my playlist. Because the one year I do not screenshot my Spotify rap, I cannot get it back. And I was just like, ah. But at least from the top songs playlist, like it would be like BB, Card, Chungha, Wood, Monster X, ATEEZ, like a couple of those artists. But pretty so consistent. Much more. Like there's like 50 songs on the playlist.
I mean, honestly, though, like for me, it makes sense that NCT Dream is now my top artist, because for a long time, for the past 2 years, it's been EXO.
Oh,
and they jumped down.
The youngers came through. They're
still kind of on their little hiatus-ish, you know.
Oh, yeah, because some of the members left. Well, it's because some of the members left SM exactly. And all the other.
So, you know, they're reblocking, per se. So when they
some people are some of them are still in the military.
You're going to snap back. Exactly.
Yeah. Once Kai comes back, I'm going to wake up.
Relationship at this moment.
This is what happens when members go to the military, okay?
This is what happens. But no, Dream, like, their concert really impressed me. Like, I remember watching their, they were doing, like, you know that thing where they stand in front of the microphones and they're singing all their songs?
Like the melody?
Yeah. I was watching that and I was listening to them sing.
So good.
And I was like, I missed them.
No, literally.
Look, when you feel yourself missing your idols, you know it's too far.
Yeah, being the NCT Dream, like you said, the concert like got me to listen to a bunch of their B-sides, and I was like, oh, so this is what I was missing. Like I've been missing this for quite some time, but it's just like, you know, a moment of just catch up and stuff. But impressive,
very
impressive, but also very impressive.
What are your
but
top?
Now,
what?
No,
huh? Oh, sorry. Keep going.
Where are my top what?
Don't worry about it.
No, I don't.
Top Dream songs or top 2023?
Top five songs.
Dream or?
No. Just your top five songs. Because this is what the app says you listen to the most.
The app, well, the app doesn't say, but.
Well, things in the, on that, give you. On that.
In the playlist.
In the place, it's in order. That's what I was trying to tell you earlier. The place is in order.
Again, mm-hmm. By BB.
Is your top song?
Her. That's my top song.
Such a good song.
Her.
As it should be.
And then after that would be Go Go Baby by Mamamoo. I just love that song so much.
Okay.
And then Icky by Card.
Wait, I forgot about that song.
This song is still always, it pops up into my head, like when I'm at work, not even listening to anything, and I'm just like, Icky, Icky, Icky.
Wait, we were all over that song for so long. I straight up forgot about it. Oh, no.
Surprised by this next one. Freaking Rover by Kai.
Bitch.
Rover.
Okay, look at here. Leia.
Nova. It's not even in my top 10.
It's in my top 10. It's in my top 10.
Is it my fault?
Yes. No, I love that song.
It's
to be
a
fair.
Good song.
It's a good song.
It's a good song, but it's all your fault. He has no business.
He has no business to be in my business.
He ain't got no business being there.
Don't need to be in my business.
But
Leia, what about you?
My top songs are Stronger by NCT Dream.
You finally got on that bandwagon.
Yeah, I did, girl. Ditto by New Jeans. OMG, also by New Jeans. I was on a New Jeans kick. Fire Alarm by NCT Dream. And then Shy by Panameco. That's a stray from last year. Of course, Shy was going to stay on my top five. That just makes sense.
It should. I will say too, like, the thing is, NCT Dream, I think they're only one of my top 10 songs, which I thought was kind of weird, because I'm like, if they're my number one, why are they not? And then TXT is not in my top 10 either. But I think I just could listen to them, like, their discography the most.
That's what I'm saying, too. Like, yeah. From what I think my favorite songs from the last year don't match up with what's on my list. Like, they're down further, but I enjoy those songs more than...
Well, it's because you probably didn't listen to them as much.
Probably because an algorithm and, you know, you're doing something, cleaning, whatever, da da da, and you just have your music going.
100%. Because, like, okay, so, like, my top songs were Cupid by 50/50.
That makes sense.
Look.
That checks out.
Look, y'all, that song is so good. Okay. I love that song. The twin version, the original version, that is the boat. I love it.
It's just a good song.
It tickles. Crazy. It's like if a little feather was given to my brain, just like cleaned out. Like a little feather duster to my brain. Cupid by 50/50. But then it was Tally by Blackpink, Ditto by NewJeans, Bite Me by N-Hyphen, and then Rover by Kai. And then following, because I put top 10 because I thought it was supposed to be top 10. Sorry, guys. Because then it followed Broken Melodies and Candy by NCT Dream.
Yeah, you love Candy.
Ola by Gemini, Hype Boy by NewJeans, BFF by P1 Harmony, OMG by NewJeans, and then Bouncy by ATEEZ. Those are my top 10.
Slow it down.
Make a bouncy. Slow it down. Look, the bouncy chokehold last year was real.
Not real enough to make it to the top 10 for me.
Do you see how they're so giggling about bouncy? And I'm like over bouncy. Like, Crazy Form is my thing right now.
Oh, no, I love Crazy Form.
Took a while. Yes, Leah.
It did take her a while. Because I was
sometimes it takes a while. You know, it doesn't happen, but I'm a Mats girl. But anyway.
Don't get it twisted. I love Crazy Form.
Yeah.
Or kick that drum.
I'm still giggling over Bouncy over here because that's just the effect Bouncy had.
Look.
Like, Bouncy was the it girl.
June. That was June, yeah.
Came out June because we were going out for my birthday, remember?
Yeah.
It's the first time we were watching the MV.
Yeah.
Look, I'm telling you, that song has a chokehold.
Bouncy was the it girl. I'm not going to lie.
No, for real. She was everywhere.
Actually.
Well, you know, it's the new year, new me.
Sometimes I like to use that as a little like reset. Yes.
Later. Okay. You just upgrade yourself. You know, you just go up a level or two.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel like there's any goals or like resolutions that you're willing to talk about, but also want to do this year?
I think at least for me. Is to make none and just do what I want to do and be happy doing what I'm doing. Mainly, like, if I set a goal, I'm not going to do it. I already know who I but if I, like, you know, keep things in mind that I want to happen or maybe want to achieve, I just keep them in mind, but nothing, I don't try to like set it in stone. Like, I'm a hike Everest or whatever the hell, like, outlandish, you know, goals, but okay. No, I just want to focus more on being am I happy with what I did, you know, do I have any regrets? Like, no regrets, like, live my life.
I love that.
Yeah. Leia?
I mean, look, I am always a little wary with resolutions, but I think one goal this year is that I really want to create more. And this, it extends even beyond the podcast, but I just want to create more art and write more. And I want to do better with the things that I'm very passionate about, you know, and I want to explore those passions. So I think that's definitely my overall goal for 2024.
Like, I think I'm kind of on the same page where it's like I want to be able to create more things. I want to be able to kind of venture out on my more creative side that I've put away for a little bit, actually for a lot, and I probably shouldn't have, because like I realized like towards the end of this past year where I'm like, you know what, I felt the happiest when I was doing these things. I should do these things again. Like, yeah. And then just it has to do with the podcast, yes, where I want to create more content for podcasting. I want to create more content personally and just have more fun with it. Like, stop getting caught up in details sometimes, because obviously, like, you know, everybody's their own worst critic type thing. And it's like, okay, I need to stop doing that. It's okay. Yeah. But like,
that's something we could all relate to.
Oh, for sure.
Where it's so like, self-critical. And then also to just do like stop, like, what's the word? Like, it's not when you're like, it's, you kind of mentioned like, oh, I don't have regrets, but it's like just to do things just to be happy. Like, and that's, yeah. And that be the reason, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Not to like get something out of it or to do something and crazy. It's like, I want to do it because it makes me happy. Why not?
Regardless of what people think or say, you're like,
or even like my own like past, like little thought self where it's like, but no, because you're going to feel really bad after you do this, or you're going to be really annoyed at it. We're going to like, shut up. You're going to be fine. Like, have fun. Do it.
Yeah.
Like those type of things. Not even other people. It's like you're sometimes yourself. And I'm like, but sorry to get all deep on everybody with our resolutions, guys.
Oh,
it's yeah, for real.
Like this is, but this is part of like where we've been and just what we're doing is like reflecting on everything. And I think it's really important to recognize those type of like, hey, this is what I want to do, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna do it because I want to do it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, that's why we love talking about K-pop together. A lot of the conversations you guys hear is stuff that we've talked about countless times when we're just together. So, like, thanks for sharing that and getting a peek into our world. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here. Welcome to 2024.
Good luck.
Because here's the thing, like, I feel like I told you this. I was like, I feel really good about this year. I don't know why. I don't know what's coming. I don't know what's going to happen, but I feel really good. Like, I don't feel any animosity or, you know, worry or fear or anything. And I, not even that, it's just like me personally, I feel like me and who I am around, like, I feel like it's good. Like, yeah. Vibes are good. We're running at like speed of light. Like, we got this.
Yeah, I'll admit, I agree with you. It feels more like the vibes are slaying this time.
Oh, Jesus.
I feel a lot better.
I do. I'm excited, though.
Same here.
Thank you guys for joining us.
I'm so mellow.
Thank you for listening to us talk about...
I'm channeling my inner Felix, okay?
Lord, when she tried to seduce me with her voice?
No!
It's working.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode of What in the K-Pop, please give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast so we can reach more K-Pop fans.
Follow us on Instagram at whatinthekpop_podcast for all the updates. If you want to contact us, you can send us a DM.
Thank you, K-Pop Squad, for listening. And we hope you all have a wonderful day or night. But most importantly, remember to
live your best K-Pop life.
Bye!